Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies. It's a recap of week six, predictions, premonitions, feelings about week seven. My name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the newest fantasy football champ on the block. I'll explain later. So what this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies. Okay? We talk fantasy football with a little splash sprinkle of real NFL ramifications. Before we get into it, I want to let you know that we are doing a live show in the Big Apple. I know. I'm excited. It's in December. Saturday afternoon, December 10th. In New York City at Irving Plaza. Okay? In New York City. Right in the heart of money-making Manhattan. The first ever live New York City Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast show from Money Making Manhattan with me and G Monetti, G Moody, last name rhymes with duty. Ticket information is at www.iamrapoporttour.com. Again, December 10th. I'm hyped about this. The Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast takes on New York City. Okay, all right, week six is very, a good week, frustrating week. You never know in fantasy football. You truly never know what the hell is going to happen. There was a lot of people that requested to dance with the dingo. We had to turn down a few dances. I apologize. You know, we were performing in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we couldn't accept all the challenges and all the matchups. So we will be back this week playing all comers. No Bruno, okay? We will be taking on everybody. As many dances as you send, we will do it. We will take you on. I will defeat I will break hearts. I will crush souls. Before I get into my daily thing, I'm just going to let you sleep on this. Let you bite off of this. My record in fantasy football last week, week six in daily fantasy football, DraftKings, DraftKings.com/IamRapoport. I beat 66 people and lost 47 times. So my record was 66 and 47. 66 and 47. You do the math. We're going to be setting lineups, matching lineups all night long. I'm taking on all comers. No Bruno. Okay. Week six, the scoreboards looked like pinball machines. Buffalo, shout out to Shady McCoy. New England, of course, they're gonna be doing that all season. Dallas came to mind. They did their thing. Tennessee, Washington put up numbers, and Los Angeles, Tennessee, and Washington, did they put up numbers? Only a few defenses came to play. San Diego has an improving defense. The Miami Dolphins, the Dallas Cowboys shut down Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to get to him later. I don't want to get sidetracked because if I start talking about Aaron Rodgers this early in the show, I could literally faint. I could literally faint if I start talking about him this early. Arizona defense killed my New York Jets. Kansas City in the rain stood out, although my man Amari Cooper did his thing. It was raining snowballs. The playoff contenders fell flat and that are starting to look like there could be some problems in Denver. Okay. I know Kubiak wasn't there, but we are professionals, people. Cincinnati Bengals, Pittsburgh, even before Big Ben got hurt, okay? Not looking good. Carolina, and again, Green Bay. These are would-be so-called playoff contenders that aren't doing their thing. I got to say that the pass interference and the under 2 minute pass interference, everything should be reviewable. Everybody's looking at it on their phone. Everybody's Instagramming it. Anything under 2 minutes should be reviewable. What happened with Julio Jones in Seattle, that was ridiculous. That was a clear pass interference. And it cost Atlanta a shot at the game. Okay? Of course, Odell Beckham, my man. I'm going to tell you something, my man. You need to get an intervention from Chad Ochocinco and Terrell Owens. Chad Ochocinco and Terrell Owens, if you're listening, do this guy a favor before he's out of the league. Chad Ochocinco and Terrell Owens were also that dude, just like you're that dude, Odell. And those guys were shipped around, passed around. And if you look at their football life show on the NFL Network, watch their football life show. And the thing that they have in common is there's no last game. There's no last team. It just ended. Now, you're obviously far from that. You haven't done anything. You haven't broken the law like Chad Ochocinco did. But Chad Ochocinco was kicking ass. And Chad Ochocinco, he didn't finish the NFL his NFL career on the field. That can happen to you. The theatrics, you don't just do celebrate. You're doing like short mini plays. Musical theater, short mini plays. They're whack. You don't celebrate with your teammates. You're celebrating with a fucking football net. Cut the shit, Duke. Cut the shit. I'm glad the Giants won. That is my heart and soul team. I'm glad you had big plays. Fantastic. Why don't you go and give your offensive line and your quarterback and the running backs a pound after you do all that? Why is it only about you, Odell Beckham? Okay? Chad Ochocinco and Terrell Owens were just as good. Both of them got shoved out of the NFL. And it could happen to you also if you don't get your mind right. Okay? And that's going to bring us to the now worldwide famous segment, That'll Get You Benched. The first person is Odell Beckham, a.k.a. Adele Beckham. Duke, even Eli Manning, who doesn't say anything about anything, his face doesn't change. He's getting sick and tired of the theatrics. All right, you had a great game. But have another great game. The week before, week five, you were celebrating when the Giants were still losing. This is not the Odell Beckham show. You're letting it run wild on the field. Get your mind together, all right? Bring the people together. That behavior will get you benched. Aaron Rodgers, I drafted you in the fourth round. I had you last year. We went through our ups and downs. I blamed it on, you know, the offensive line had some kinks. I blamed it on the fact that your number one receiver went down in training camp. I let it slide. I watched you on Bill Simmons' show any given Wednesday. You showed up in the middle of the summer wearing a leather jacket. Okay, you ain't Fonzie Duke. It's the summertime. Why are you wearing a leather jacket on the Bill Simmons show? Okay, but I'm not going to start with you. I'm going to start with your whiz. I'm going to start with your girl, Olivia Munn. Now, Olivia Munn, I never met you. I don't know you. You're talented. Okay? But I know this much. Actors are crazy people. I'm going to tell you. I know. Now, there's variations. Like a guy like Bryan Cranston, you see him on 60 Minutes. He's well-spoken. He's married. He settled down. Journeyman actor, and then he became a star. But he's still nuts. Any artist has a string of craziness. Now, actresses are just as crazy. Plus, they have a lot more pressure because the average actress, she will go out of style in her 40s. It's a competitive business. Now, I don't know if you're crazy or not crazy, Olivia Munn. Your man is suffering, all right? Now, you're not at the games, and I know you think, oh, we're like JFK, and I'm like Jackie O, and everything's private, and it's not about me. You need to make it a little bit more about you. You need to show up at the games. You need to put on an Aaron Rodgers jersey. Put on one of those Green Bay Packer bendy hats. Not the fitted, the bendy joints. And you need to support your man because right now, he's out there alone on an island. And he's looking fucked up. And I'm about to bench his ass, okay? I'm not saying I'm definitely going to bench him. But I'm running the numbers up the flagpole, okay? You're on pace to throw the most interceptions of your career. You had the lowest completion percentage of your career. Is her fuck style that buck wild? My man, you're not focused. Okay, I know that the Packers defense is giving up 300 plus yards per game, but that has nothing to do with you. How much D are you giving up? The Packers D is not the problem. Okay? You need to strap it up. Time to refocus. Okay? And Olivia Munn, I'm coming for you. You need to start showing up at the games. You're not Jackie O. Your man ain't JFK. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? I'm so whacked out and frustrated with you. You lost me my game in the Stern League. You lost a bunch of people their games in fantasy football. You crushed souls. You crushed hearts in daily fantasy football. Now, I know potentially going into next week, it's a short week versus the Chicago Bears. You might get 33 points. It could happen. You could throw four touchdowns. It could happen. But I don't think I need 33 points from my quarterback. My team was built to win. I just need efficiency. And you're a quarterback who got 14.6 points and you got 4 points taken away. You know how much I lost my game by? 5 points to Scott the Engineer, Scott the Bowler, Scott Salem from the Stern Show, a stand-up guy, a great guy. Now, I didn't like losing, but I couldn't have lost to a classier, good, fairer dude than Scott the Engineer. That being the case, I didn't want to lose Aaron Rodgers. I didn't want to lose Olivia Munn. Olivia Munn, you are fucking up a good thing for me in the Stern Fantasy Football League, okay? So that'll get you benched. Aaron Rodgers, your performance, that'll get you benched, okay? It's make it or break it time. You keep going down this route, there ain't going to be no playoffs. There ain't going to be no Hail Marys to get you out of this one. NFL refs, stop with the whistles. I don't even think you guys know what a penalty is anymore. Okay, 6 penalties in the first 10 minutes of the Jets game on Monday Night Football. I turned that shit off. I watch What Happens Live. Okay, then my man Julio Jones gets gets manhandled, dragged down by Richard Sherman at the end of the game. It was an obvious pass interference. You don't throw the flag. You can't review it. Get your mind right. I need those points. Everybody needs those points. The NFL refs, we'll bench you. Make the call. Don't make the call. Do something. Figure it out. I'm not a pro ref. You feel me? I'm not a pro ref. This is on you. You're not letting dudes have fun. You're not calling pass interferences because it's under 2 minutes. You're scared to death. Roger Goodell has you shook. And he ain't a crook. That just rhymed. I think he is actually a crook. I don't think he's actually a crook. NFL refs, that'll get you benched. Vernon Davis. Again, this goes back to the refs. He scored his first touchdown since 2014. Okay? He was happy. He was excited. Vernon Davis, he's lucky to still be playing in the league. And the referees, you flag him for shooting the ball over the goalpost. He didn't dunk it. He shot it. And you throw a flag? That's garbage, man. Let these dudes entertain. Okay? Let Antonio Brown twerk. Okay, you say, well, what about Odell? No, that's too much. The choreographed, selfish, a celebration shouldn't have a beginning, middle, and end. Okay, it shouldn't have to take an intermission. It shouldn't be like part one, part two. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? But Vernon Davis quietly, gently shooting the ball over the goalpost, that's not a flag. Refs, I'll bench you. Okay, Mark Davis, son of the great Al Davis, who went to Erasmus Hall High School, same high school that me and G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty, he went to Erasmus, I went to Erasmus. Al Davis, the face of the Raiders. Why are you doing this to your fans? Why are you doing this to your family? Why are you doing this to your father? Your father is going to come back to life, Mark Davis, and smack the shit out of you. You finally assembled the first relevant team that the Oakland Raiders have had since the mid-2000s, and now you're moving to that shithole in Las Vegas? Shame on you. Amari Cooper, Derek Carr, that connection is one of the best in the league. As soon as you give the people of Oakland what they want, a glimmer of hope, of having a contender, you're going to pull the rug out, pack your bags, and move to the land of the $5 tug job? Shame on you. I sincerely hope the mayor of Oakland succeeds in keeping the team in Oakland, because Mark Davis, he ain't got no love for the town. He has no love for Oaktown. He has no love for Steph Curry, Bizarro Steph Curry, and everything fantastic that has come out of the Bay Area, specifically the Oakland Raider fans. Too Short's favorite word is what? Bitch! Mark Davis, bitch! It's wrong, it's greedy, and that'll get you benched. My Stern League is competitive. Again, I took a loss to Scott the Engineer. I'm still winning the league. When you look up the Emotional Friends League, you can look it up on ESPN.com. Look up Emotional Friends. The team that's at top is Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. That Thing's Big, a.k.a. There Will Be Blood, a.k.a. Make It Stop. One of my opponents in the Stern League, Lisa Ann, a.k.a. doesn't even have a team name, started Darren Sproles over Jay Ajayi. And boy, that cost you big. Jay Ajayi finally came to life with 204 yards and 2 touchdowns, and you had him on the bench. That's just a horrible team management. There's no excuse for it. I don't know what's going on over there, okay? She also made a pathetic trade. She traded Darren Sproles, Martellus Bennett, Pitta, and Jordan Matthews for D'Angelo Williams, Chris Sims, Cameron Brate, and Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham was her first pick. And in return, she got Darren Sproles, Martellus Bennett, Dennis Pitta, and Jordan Matthews? That'll get you benched. That's not good management. How could you? That's not even a fair trade. Odell Beckham. I would trade Odell Beckham for Sproles, Bennett, Pitta, and Jordan Matthews. Maybe. Of course, Odell didn't start off good, but you don't trade your first round pick. Get Darren Sproles out of your starting lineup and replace him with a real running back who at least starts the game. Those kinds of decisions will get Lisa Ann benched, and those kinds of decisions will get any other fantasy football owner benched. Matthew Berry, I'm playing you this week, my man. I'm playing you this week. Matthew Berry, the great Matthew Berry. ESPN senior fantasy football analyst. I'm just humbled to be playing somebody that is prolific and that is important to the fantasy football world. He came on the Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast. He's just a great, he's just a big part of everything that has to do with fantasy football. Okay? But I'm watching you. I'm watching you. And you're making bad decisions. You started Jeremy Maclin over James White in your flex. You missed out on what would have been James White's best game of the year. Maclin has yet to break 80 receiving yards in a game this year, and you opted to go with him rather than White, who has been on the consistent rise, especially since Tom Brady came back. Set the trends, Matt Berry. Set the trends. I'm giving you all the information here, okay? In 2014, the first year I played fantasy football, when I was just purely an owner, my son, Maceo, and his friend Gray, we call him Guru Gray, 12 years old, they made all the decisions. We had the last pick in the Stern Show draft. It was beautiful. We picked Le'Veon Bell. That was the year that he broke out and dominated the NFL and the fantasy football world. No one else picked him before us. We made a fantastic draft. And my first big win was, I think it was week 11, Monday Night Football. An inconsequential touchdown from Drew Brees to his then tight end, Jimmy Graham. It meant absolutely nothing, nothing at all to the Saints and Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees. It was, I think, in the last 2 minutes, but we won. We took down the great Matthew Berry. And that night we were eating ice cream, FaceTiming, celebrating, smearing ice cream in the sheets. It didn't matter. We humbly took down one of the faces of fantasy football, and it felt good. And this week, I'm playing him. I'm playing to win. Okay? He's put together a great team. He's a guy that is fantastic with the waiver wire and the free agents. But this week, I just feel like the fantasy gods are on my side. I may or may not bench Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to set my team up to win, and I'm going to sleep like a baby knowing that I made the picks to get Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. that thing's big, a.k.a. make it stop, in a chance to beat Matthew Berry and continue dominating him head-to-head matchups. Last year we played, he said, the bet will be who has the most points throughout the season. 5K, that's what I said, 5K. I knew I was in over my head. Halfway through the season, I was down. Team meetings, talking to my team, rallying the troops. We fought. And last year, my team outscored Matthew Berry. Hence, he had to pay the 5K to the North Shore Animal League. He's a fantastic player. It's like Rocky Balboa versus Apollo Creed. Him being Apollo Creed, I'm just another bum from the neighborhood, like Rocky. I just want to go the distance with the champ. Okay, that's a lie. I don't want to just go to the distance with the champ. I want to take down the champ. I want to beat him. I want to beat him bad. And as much as I loved beating Go Go Gorilla, Fa Fa Fooey, Ba Ba Booey, that's more of like a It tickles another fancy. Beating Matthew Berry is a more truly competitive fantasy football win, if I could pull it out again. The Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines springy latex and a supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights, risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. It's made in America. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit, especially considering you're going to spend one-third of your life on it. Now they have Casper sheets. Sleep on them every night. Casper pillows. I lay on them every night. and they even have Casper dog beds. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. You could save $50 towards any mattress purchase. Again, by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right. Like I told you, this weekend, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast World Tour, we were in Vegas and Phoenix. Okay, Nevada and Arizona, two states that don't currently allow daily fantasy football. Okay, and again, I didn't get to set all my lineups while we were in Vegas and Phoenix. By the way, the live shows were fantastic. Even with a short week, I had 113 head-to-head dances. 113 dances at DraftKings.com. Okay, 66 wins, 47 losses. That's a plus 19 win differential. Okay, and I don't fact check. I also entered into four tournaments, and it was really truly at the end of the day, I got to be totally honest, only one that really, really, really mattered when the dust cleared. As you know, I'm going to be hosting the Fantasy Football World Championships December 11th in New York City for DraftKings. What you may not know is that every week I've been competing against finalists of this tournament, aka the best of the best, the kings of all kings of daily fantasy football sports. Okay, last week I played in a 12-person tournament and I came in ninth, which means I beat three of the world best daily fantasy football players. Three of them. Well, this is real shit I'm about to tell you. This week, in a five-man tournament with five, and I'm saying me is the fifth, five fantasy football world champions, me, Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo, I'm going to get choked up talking about this. I kicked their asses. I beat four world champion fantasy football daily players. Here's the team I did it with, and I told you guys. Drew Brees tore up Carolina. Jamal Charles, okay? He scored a touchdown in the rain in Oakland. Running back two, Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, you've heard of him. DeAndre Hopkins, he bounced back against Indy with 9 receptions for 71 yards as my first wide receiver. Okay, my second wide receiver was Marvin Jones, who scored a touchdown early, but didn't do much after that. But who's counting? Who's counting when you're winning? Rounding out my team were the unsung heroes. Okay, these are the guys these are the guys that win you fantasy football championship, and I'm going to give it to you right now. Okay, these are the low cost guys who allow you to draft high, to draft the high priced horses that I named just above. Okay. But in fact, these guys helped me win my champion of champions league. My third wide receiver was Cameron Meredith from the Chicago Bears, who hauled down 11 catches for 113 yards. Tight end and flex, I went with two Saints. How many Saints? Two Saints. Okay, I handcuffed Drew Brees, Kobe Fleener, and Michael Thomas for three touchdowns against the declawed, the now declawed Panthers defense. Speaking of defense, don't overlook the defense. The Titans D, you know, they gave up some points to Cleveland, but they still did their thing. They still did me right with a total of 6 points. Rappaport's delight, 172.8 points for my first ever. That's not only my first ever tournament win. That's the first tournament I won, but I beat it, the best of the best. Unfortunately, I had to take down some great champions. Al Schmizzle, A-L-S-M-I-Z-Z-L-E, okay? Joe Ruckus, who I also beat in a heads-up matchup. Maxin 08, who beat me in a heads-up matchup. And Draft the Hero 2015, who I beat in a heads-up matchup. Those are the guys who I beat, and I beat them good. All right, and as far as my five-man champion of Champions Tournament. Some of you on Twitter are out there popping shit. that I played in a weak tournament and that the champions underperformed. So I broke this down. And I hope you all are listening. And I hope if you're not listening, you pass this around to you other people that were trying to discredit me, the Gringo Man Dingo. Okay? I broke this down for the other players that I would have beat. Okay? And I have broke it down for the other players that would have beaten me. Okay? And here's who you are. You follow what I'm saying? That lineup with the 172.8 points. A thing of beauty that took down champions, that brought them to the knees. Begging and pleading. Stop, Gringo Mandingo. Stop. There was only four of you. Chris Pugs. Mike Marion 308. You're good. Mike Mug-a-Lunch. No, NYC Mug-a-Lunch. And get a new name. NYC Mugglunch. I'm going to come back to you later. And 16 Nassen. Nason. You're the only four people that would have beaten the 172 points. So the rest of you out there that are trying to talk greasy and discredit me, the Gringo Mandingo, zip it. If I would have put that lineup, and I'm not making excuses, I didn't, but I also ain't talking greasy. If I would have put that lineup, I would have placed second in the Dance with the Dingo 50-man Battle Royale, okay? I would have been just behind Marbag01, you know who you are, Marbag01, and seventh in my 25-man Mud Wrestling Mayhem match with, I can't even say some of these names. You guys make it easy, man. Kashep Killikem, EI Indy, LJ D's Nuts, Third in Schlong, I like you, B-Coons, B-C-O-O-N-A-S, and Card Killer. All right? That's right, folks. The Dingo gets stronger with every game, and the Dingo gets stronger with every week. You just can't stop them. You just got to try to figure out a way to contain the Gringo Mandingo. I need a little short breath. I need a little funk, and I'm going to be right back to wrap up this fantastic... This might be the best Fantasy Football Follies episode that we've ever done.
A new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, I'm back. Sam Rapport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies. Yo, check this out. I want to give shout-outs to some of the teams that beat me. Yes, if you beat me, I'll shout you out. I'll give up the love. Ace Deuce Trey, he's popping shit on Twitter when you beat me by 5 measly points. But you beat me, you get a shout out. R-A-D-O-U. You got me by 1 point, you fuck you. Okay, I'll be back. D-R-D-Roski, J Bell 37, Jam Ashley 14. Okay, and my man Sergeant Army. Okay, you beat me and I beat you. Slap me and I slap you back. I like you. That's my man. That's my man, the cable guy in the BX. He also calls up the Fantasy Football Show. You never know. Slaw Dog, Cooper in Cali. Cooper in Cali. Yeah, you got me. Ace Costa 21, a.k.a. the fucking Rhode Island Rapper Pack. Yeah, listen, I don't mind if I lose to my own. Calix 12 and the real C. Diddy, who got me by 0.3 points. Okay, a.k.a. 3 yards, you little fuck you, but you beat me. The real C. Diddy, I like your name. Here are some of the teams that I beat. Because, you know, it never goes one way. And I don't think anybody's only beat me. I come back and we dance harder. We dance closer. Okay, Shackle Frank, Kino 1181, Brat 33, Joe Freeze 99. You got me last week. How's it feel now, my friend? You sore? I love 2P, Henny on Derox. Al B. Shore, Map 306, Trev Thomp, and New York City Mug-a-Lunch, NYC Mug-a-Lunch. I gotcha. I saved my best performance of the week for you. 197.6 points to 183.66. You like that, NYC Mug-a-Lunch?
You like that?
How's that feel?
You like that?
Does that feel good? Huh? That was like my championship league, except for I swapped out DeAndre for Amari Cooper and Michael Thomas for Golden Tate. These are just a few things that you do when you are the Juru. You're always looking for the edge, okay? But we all live to dance another dance, and it's all about fun. It's all about the shit talk. I don't want anybody getting into fantasy football and betting beyond their means. Keep it fun, okay? It should be fun, unless you're a true blue professional. Okay, speaking of Golden Tate, I hope you heeded the call of the dingo and picked him up for just $4,400, because he went off for 33.8 points, a.k.a. 8 receptions for 165 yards and a touchdown. Okay, Miles Davis and Jordan Winter, since people like have short-term memories, please play back that little piece of advice from the last Fantasy Football Follies I put out. Golden Tate, you make me a little nervous. Okay, I feel like you're a little bit of a head case. But for $4,400, I still believe in you, and I'm going to be patient with you. Oh, yeah, and can you also play the piece of advice I gave for Marcus Mariota? Marcus Mariota. Okay, he's home versus Cleveland. Need I say more? And Slim Shady McCoy, my week 6 running back Shady McCoy, and my man Hunter Henry. Yeah, Hunter Henry, also really good and a good value. Yeah, I said that, okay? I'm also the only analyst in daily fantasy sports that told you, that told the people, I give it to you, okay? I give it to you to try to use to beat people. You could try to use my own advice against me. It's all love. I told you to get the Polish beast, Fiorokwicz. I don't even know how to say his name. Fiorokwicz. How do you say this dude's name? Fiedorwicz. It's so Polish you can't even pronounce it. Fiedorwicz. You know he's Polish because his last name ends in a Z. And look what happened. 6 receptions for 85 yards and a TD at $2,500 on DraftKings. Miles and Jordan, I'm sorry to interrupt the show. Please play that. Please play my mention of the big Polish guy. I can't even pronounce his name. Okay, if you ain't listening to the advice of the Juru, that'll get you benched. Another guy I rolled the dice on. I rolled the dice on him so much I can't even say his name properly. This kid, CJ Fredowitz. I think he's Polish. He's a tight end from the Texans. I rolled the dice on him. Huge, huge, okay? But he came through with me for 10 points and only cost me $2,500. Okay, if you do the math, that's victory. Now open up your ears, because I'm going to help you break the bank on DraftKings with my position-by-position breakdown based on value. We'll start with the quarterback, a.k.a. the point guard. Let's go from least expensive to most expensive plays. Sammy Bradford, $5,200. They had the week off. Okay, they're coming back to Philly. He's coming back to Philly in Philly. They traded him, and look who's laughing now. Okay, the Eagles are going to have a wake up call with Sam Bradford. And Wentz, you're doing your thing, but that Vikings defense frightens me. Andy Dalton at home for $6,000 versus Cleveland. That's money. Matty Ice, Matty Ryan, $7,200 at home versus San Diego. You know that's going to be a shootout. So if you could afford Matty Ice, Andy Dalton, and Sam Bradford, yo, go for it. My running backs, Chris Ivory at $3,400 is my super value pick. Give this man the rock. Chris Ivory will get it going. Matty Jones at $4,200, coming off a monster week and no fumbles at Detroit. This is my main dude in my Stern League. I stand behind you, Matty Jones. Don't fumble that fucking football. Okay, I like McKinnon, Ajay, of course, he came off a big week. James White and LeGarrette Blount, all for under $5,000. And my man, Le'Veon Bell. Listen, he's the most expensive running back in the world. But the Steelers are going to be, they're going to be on him. Big Ben is out. Okay, I believe in my fantasy football family member going off against New England. I will always have a soft spot for Le'Veon Bell, even though he's not on any of my teams this year. He's the first guy that ever brought me true joy in fantasy football in 2014 when my son and the 12-year-old Guru Gray, he picked him, and the rest is history. Receivers, Rishard Matthews, okay? You did it right for me behind the scenes on DraftKings last week, so I'm shouting you out. The best number one receiver that no one has heard of in Tennessee. You could get him for $3,600 at home against Indy. Okay, he could serve you real proper, real nice. Mohamed Sanu, yo, they're not going to just be able to feed Julio. Mo Sanu is also on my bench in the Stern League. I have to handcuff him to my number one pick, Julio Jones. But you can get him on Daily Fantasy for $4,400. I expect a big week out of him. Okay, it's home versus the Chargers. AJ Green at $8,600 at home versus Cleveland. Need I say more? It's the battle for Ohio. My big money play this week is AJ Green, $8,600. Tight ends, again, my guy for $2,500. The big Polish guy, Feeder Wicks. Okay, I don't have to keep saying it because I can't. Kyle Rudolph, $3,500 for Sammy B. All right, Sam Bradford, that's a good pick. Kyle Rudolph is going to get numbers. Hunter Henry at $3,600. Okay, it's a big time dude. I'm going to keep recommending him. Take the advice or don't. Travis Kelce, $5,300 at home versus the Saints. Thank me later. Okay, my man has his own reality show. Need I say more? Defenses, I'm going to say New York Giants at $2,600 versus the Rams in London. Jesus Christ. God only knows what Odell's going to do in London. He's in London. Oh, my God. The Cincinnati Bengals at home versus the Browns, $3,600. And the Broncos, I expect them to bounce back and terrorize Brock Osweiler, okay, for $3,800. Look, you win some, you lose some, people, right? But the most important thing is we danced. Okay, you'll have another chance to dance against me, the Gringo Mandingo. Okay, you could find me at www.draftkings.com/IamRappaport. My team's name is Rappaport's Delight. We have a custom-made league, okay? www.draftkings.com/Rappaport. It's a custom-made league. We have Buttersoft I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. Trust me, you're going to need a fantasy football and chill t-shirt. It's Buttersoft. It's red, but it's not fire red. I wear it all the time. districtlines.com/IamRappaport. We have Smash Mouth Fantasy Football t-shirts. This is the Fantasy Football Follies. I'm the Gringo Mandingo, the quarterback of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I hope to see you in New York City, okay, in December. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Good luck starting the lineups this week. Thursday Night Football. You got to make your own executive decisions on Aaron Rodgers, okay? But Brian Hoyer is putting up numbers. And how good would it feel for me to sit Aaron Rodgers, prove him a little lesson? Even if he goes off for 33 points and Brian Hoyer gets a civilian 23 to 24 points, I won't feel bad because Aaron Rodgers, you killed me last week. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We don't fact check. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies, we don't stat check. I'm out.